Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said, and thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
We have Anna Schaefer on the show today talking all about the incredible and difficult and heartbreaking sometimes journey of going from one to two children. The massive change, not only for the kids, but for the parents and the mama. And one of the tips we will talk about amongst many is going easy on yourself about screen time. If we're talking about screen time, let's talk about Disney Plus. By now, you've likely heard about Disney Plus, the new streaming service that includes Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. With all of these amazing brands in one place, Disney Plus has one of the most incredible libraries in the entire streaming landscape, and it's all ad-free. From beloved classics like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to today's blockbusters like Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame to critically acclaimed documentaries like National Geographic's Free Solo, the content on Disney Plus is truly unparalleled. Disney Plus also offers some of the most beloved TV shows of all time, including 30 seasons of the Emmy Award-winning animated series The Simpsons. And if that weren't enough, Disney Plus has also rolled out a host of originals like The Mandalorian, the first ever Star Wars live-action series, and High School Musical, the musical, the series, a very meta take on the beloved film franchise. It's no wonder Disney Plus has become one of the most talked about streaming services of 2019. So don't miss out. Sign up for Disney Plus now and start streaming all this great content today.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Mama Said. Oh, isn't that the opening of Lady Gang? Don't
hello,
they do
hello.
Hello, hello? I'm not trying to steal it, girls. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Jenna. Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get into our win fails. Let's just do it.
Mommy win. Mommy fail.
You go first.
Okay. My fail this week. Ooh. Jack is 20 months, but tantrum city.
It's starting.
Beau was never tantrum-y. I remember being like,
well,
oh,
maybe you don't
what
remember.
Is terrible twos? No, I promise.
Really?
He was not a tantrum-y kid. Jack, and because he can't fully communicate like what he wants
right.
all the time, he gets so mad. And like, we'll start throwing shit and hitting me and like throwing himself on the floor. And I just let him do it for like 3 or 4 minutes and he recovers and
yeah,
he's fine. But whoa,
mama.
So my win is that I'm working and can leave sometimes.
You're lucky. Oh my God.
I know. I know.
It's just a simple
win. I've straight up
so
like
good.
Said to my nanny today when I left, I was like, Jack, it's because it's her birthday. I was like, Jack, you better be nice to Maria.
Yeah.
No tantrums for her on her birthday.
Oh my God. Okay. Are you, is that?
Yeah, that's
finito?
It. I'm done.
Okay. Okay. Short and simple. I will keep mine short and simple. My win is that I fucking watched my kids like a boss again. My husband is out of town. The house was perfect, better than when he is here. You know the spiel, but I just like, I was so tired and I didn't want to do stuff, but like, I just like, we went to lunches and I was solo. We went to, you know, I just felt like a mom.
Right.
I felt like a boss.
Yeah, you do.
Badass
you do. When you're
bitch.
Going around town with your two kids,
yeah.
There's like not a time I feel better about myself.
Yeah, I literally feel like I'm like wearing a badge or like yeah. something on my shirt that's like, no, my nanny's not with me. I'm here solo. Anyway, it was fun. We did a lot of stuff. It was hard as fuck, but I got through it. It's
you don't
not
have
like,
a fail?
No, it's just not like – it's not a bad fail. It's just I'm starting, like you, Daisy's starting to kind of like shift her behavior a little bit. I think partly she's learning to be a little more feisty from Milo. And she's like starting to stand up for herself. So I'm not quite sure what to do. But now when Daisy's not listening to me, I'm so used to like just like yelling at Milo and just being like, Milo. I started to do it with Daisy and I'm like, Daisy. And I almost want to be even with Daisy and Milo. Like I want to like show Milo that like Daisy doesn't get let off just because she's like this little baby girl. But I have to. So like my fail is like I'm not quite sure how to react when Daisy's doing something I don't really love. So I kind of like I was like I yelled at her the other day. I was like, Daisy, do not do that. And I was like, what am I doing? So I have to figure out.
Does she listen?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, Jack doesn't.
She does. Actually, it's so funny when she does something naughty or whatever that means. When I look at her and I'm like, Daisy, you cannot do that anymore. It's not okay. She'll be like, okay.
Oh.
Milo would be like, boop, and do it right again in my face.
That's what Jack does.
Like, fuck you, Mom. Like, I'm going to do what I want when I want. He still says that. Yesterday, I was telling him to put away toys, and he goes, you are not the only one that lives in this house, Mom. I do, too, and I'm going to do what I want.
Oof.
And I go, oh, no, you're not. And he goes, you don't own this house. And
like,
I go, but
yeah,
I do, actually.
I do, motherfucker.
I go, the funny thing is, Milo, I do. He was giving me two.
Oh, and
like,
I
was like, wanted to crack up so badly.
Yeah. I love when they
He also,
twos.
By the way, this is just really funny. So anyway, that's my short fail, but really quick story. We were trying to decide where we wanted to go to lunch, Milo, Daisy, and I yesterday. And I was like, you know what? Do we do Burger Lounge? No, Village Pizza, no Burger Lounge. He goes, you know what? Let's do Burger Lounge. Let's just dive right in. And
so
I said,
cute.
Say what? And he goes, let's just dive right in, Mom.
You got to start writing down like Milo's sayings.
Well, I don't have to. I could say it on the podcast.
There you go.
We call them, oh, God. What do we have a funny word? Oh, we used to call milestones milestones.
Milo, so yeah.
Milestones.
I was going to say milestones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's that.
All right. We will be right back with the beautiful and lovely Anna Schaefer to talk all about the sometimes painful, I mean, mine was, journey of going from one to two kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a real, they say it's the harder, they say it's harder, everything's harder, one to two. So we're going to talk all about our journeys with that. So we will be right back. Support for Mama Said comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your man's family jewels. It's the holidays, jingle balls, jingle balls, jingle balls all the way. Okay, it's the holiday season, and I don't know about you guys, but I always struggle with what to get Cutter. I never know what to get a man. They never say they want anything. How many sweaters can we give them? How many comfy sweatshirts? So enter Manscaped. Specifically, I am talking about Manscaped's Perfect Package 2.0. But first, if you don't know about Manscaped and the importance of manscaping, then it's time to hop on the trend. I have experienced traumatic times of viewing an unmanscaped nether region. Haven't we all? And that's why this revolutionary company, Manscaped, has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their lawnmower, yes, it's called the Lawnmower 2.0, has advanced skin-safe technology. So this trimmer won't nick or snag your man's nuts. I can't believe I am saying this. It's also waterproof, which prevents a mess. Anyway, this is the perfect gift to get your man. He will thank you. You will thank yourself. It keeps everybody clean, fresh, and possibly will spice up your sex life again because we all know it struggles after kids. So, 'tis the season to manscape. So get your man, dad, brother, or friends, if it's not awkward, the best gift of all, Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MAMASAID at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code MAMASAID at manscaped.com. The 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MAMASAID. Naughty or nice, this is the number one gift on Santa's list. Hop on the trending sled today.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
All right, we are back. Today's guest is Anna Schaefer. Anna is a Russian-born actress, producer, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and a mama of two. Her first big acting break was when she starred as a supporting role in the indie comedy Father of Invention alongside Kevin Spacey, and it was next seen in The Whistleblower with Rachel Weisz and Monica Bellucci and Vanessa Redgrave, and she was incredible. I saw it and must recommend to see her performance in, got tons of critical acclaim as the starring role in Elizabeth Blue. You were so magical and amazing in that. She's also an accomplished businesswoman. She owns a real estate company and recently launched the organic skincare line for the whole family, Bayo, which I love.
Yeah, me too.
Please welcome Anna. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, you
Long
guys.
Time no see.
I know. Yes. It's been, what, 12 hours?
Maybe, yeah. Yes. We all had a little cocktail last night at a party in celebration of Bayo, baby. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can start just before we get into the meat of the conversation and can tell our listeners and mamas all about it.
Sure. So we launched Bayo almost a year ago now.
Wow.
Congrats. Right when my son was 3 months. Real perfect timing.
That's very, like when it all happened.
Very easy.
Yeah.
And we started developing the line when my partner and I were pregnant with our first. And wow. Only released it years later. It took us about 3 years. And when we were pregnant with our first, we realized there was a real need in the market for something that was clean and organic, and you could look at the ingredients and say, oh, I know what this is, mm-hmm. as opposed to looking at the ingredients and being like, I have no idea what this word is, or what is this weird chemical that I'm putting on my baby. So our line is really clean, organic, and you just have to try it too.
It smells so good.
Well, also we were pregnant with our seconds when we were developing the smell, so we were so sensitive to smell.
Yes. Smart.
So it smells like a clean lavender
spa.
Eucalyptus
it smells
dream
like a spa.
Or something.
I remember I was putting it on Jack, the balm on him after the bath, and my husband walked in. He's like, what kind of spa situ bath did you give them today? I was like, no, smell. He's like, I want this.
Yeah, so we have Bare Booty, which is the spa smelling one that I actually, when I go get a massage, I bring it with me, and that's what I have people use on me.
Yeah,
wow, smart.
And
I
then
like that.
The Bare Butter is more for the whole family. It's like lemon geranium.
Yes. So, and the face stick is great. My little Jack has really sensitive skin.
But I do it for like a highlighter on my face.
So our friend Nikki uses it as a primer under her makeup.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
I put it on my
now
cheekbones.
Now I need one in my room.
Someone told me to do that, by the
way.
And
then the lip balm.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah.
I'm like, everything is great. Yeah. Just try it, you
so
guys.
So check it out. It's Bayo. B-A-E-O.
Does it stand for something?
Yes. It stands for Bare Essential Organics. We couldn't come up with a name because everything we came up with, it was taken. Like, oh, you're going to get sued. You're going to get sued if you use this. You're going to get sued if you use that. Okay, we don't have a name. And Sarah, my partner, calls me from the shower. Literally, she's like, I'm wet, but I don't want to forget this. She's like, bear, something with bear. And I was like a bear? She's like, no, like B-A-R-E, like clean, naked bear. And I was like, okay, it's interesting. And then from that, we got Bayo. I don't know how, but Bayo. And so all our products start with Bear Butter. Bare Booty, Bare Suds, Bare Kiss, Bare Face.
I love it.
We're going to link it on the Facebook for you guys so you can enjoy.
We should do it in a giveaway one day.
Yeah, that would be nice.
We'd love that.
Awesome. All right, so now on to our topic of the day. Going from one to two. I mean, I remember everyone saying that, like, how hard it is.
And they were right.
Because it's hard to – first of all, I think it's hard to imagine loving – another being as much as you are, like, having this intense love, right, with your first. But they also said that, you know, your heart would grow. And for me, it felt like my heart broke into two pieces and they were in two separate places. Hmm. So I would love to begin with you, Anna, and sort of tell us about your journey with another one.
Well, I love how you phrased that and I literally just teared up.
Oh.
It's okay, we have tissues.
Yes, that's what they're here for.
Yeah, right. So two parts. When I got pregnant, there was definitely the entire pregnancy, this like feeling of this big change coming and mourning sort of the loss of just having you and your first, like this amazing relationship you've developed. And also as a mom, you've got it. You learn everything and you feel you have a rhythm.
Yes.
And so then you have your second. And I felt the same. My heart broke into two. I remember so well, it was the first day I had him. I was in the hospital holding him, and my daughter came to visit. And she walked into the room and I looked at her and my heart broke because I looked at her and I was like, she's not my baby anymore. Like, she's, I love her, but she's so big. And I looked at him and I felt like this big mama bear towards him that I just wanted. And I felt guilty because I just wanted it to be me and him. And then she came into the room and it was beautiful. She was so excited to see him. But I had all these sort of, it was ripping me apart, all these emotions, like feeling guilty, just wanting to be with him and keeping him safe, looking at her and being like, how did she get so big overnight? Like, I left the hospital, had him, she walked in and she,
it's like a whole different world, all of a sudden,
like this 4-year-old, but she's big. Yeah. Like before the, he was born July 6th. 4th of July, I remember holding her.
Yeah.
And she, like, fell asleep in my arms. And I was like, she's my baby. Yeah. And then that changed overnight.
So quickly.
And so I just remember feeling so guilty about it. Mm. And the first few months were super challenging. Her energy was like an elephant. Mm-hmm. And he was this little thing. And I would get, like, annoyed and aggravated, like, be like, she's so loud and she's so, and she's jumping on the bed and she's going to hurt the baby. And I thought that I'd be more like Team Lila and the baby's just going to be, you know, with, I had a baby nurse at the time or my mom, but it was the opposite. I just wanted to be with the baby. I just wanted to be in bed and I wanted no one else. And that sucks because I felt, I just felt awful all the time.
Yes. I had a similar experience. I got annoyed with my son and I hated myself for it.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
just reacting.
They're
or just being him or just
they were probably reacting the same way they were before, but now there's a whole other energy and there's a whole other purpose and there's a whole other role that you're having to play again.
Right.
Yeah. You know, being a mom to a toddler is very different than being a mom to a newborn.
Right.
And you do deserve that time as a mom to be so close with the baby. I remember for me when I immediately when he was born, I was so relieved that I had I felt a connection with Jack because I was worried, like, because Beau and I feel like it's very similar. You and Lila are so tight.
So tight.
And Beau and I are the same. And so I was so worried, like, am I going to have... Like, am I going to be in love with this baby?
Same.
And when he was born, I was like, oh, yes. Like, I want to protect you and love you every minute. And when I remember I got home after the 2 days in the hospital and had a first meal and Bo had made a cake for me with my mom and he was so excited and I sat down to eat with him and I should have been giving him my full attention. My nanny was walking around holding the newborn and I was like, I don't like this. Like, I want to give Beau my time, but I want to be holding my baby. Like, this is – but the baby was sleeping. This is when I could – I was fortunate enough to have the help that I could be with Beau and give him that full attention. But
that's a battle you have all the time.
Completely.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm so excited to talk about this because I was completely conflicted and it hasn't – I wish I could say it's gotten easier. And in some ways it has, but it's a very – delicate dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm still very much figuring it out. So Jalen is 14 months and Lila's 5. And their relationship has changed in the last four. Like, she went from being so excited to having a baby, then realizing, she probably felt like she lost her mom a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she actually, he was maybe 2 months or 3 months, and she actually was just being horrible that day. And so I sat next to her. I said, what's going on? Like, and she said, you don't spend time with me anymore. You're with a baby all the time. And she started crying and I just lost it. I started hysterically crying. I hugged her. I'm like, I am so sorry. Like, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Mommy's doing a terrible fucking job. Like, I am so sorry.
But what are you supposed to do?
You know what? Looking back, I don't know, actually. Looking back, I did the best I could do.
She did.
But it was so hard to hear your 4-year-old say that to you. She's
and
like,
so crazy that she could articulate like that to you.
Yeah. And then a few months later, when he was like 6 months, she kissed him and hurt him. They butt heads. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lila Bug, you just have to be careful. He's little. And she's like, I know he's little. He's so little. Oh. It's annoying. And she started crying. And I go, yeah, he's little. But I'm like, I get it. It's hard. She goes, it is hard, mommy. You know what?
he's like a spider. And I was like, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's an interesting analogy, a spider. I go, okay. And she looks at me and she goes, and you know how sometimes you want to kill a spider? And I was like, do you want to kill your brother? She's like, sometimes.
Yes. Fair enough.
Very honest.
Fair
enough.
And I go, okay. Yeah. I was like, those are really big feelings.
Yes.
Note to self, don't leave her alone with him for now. Yeah. Of course, the next day I went to take a shower and I was like, well, it's your brother. And it was really quiet. And I was like, Lila?
Yeah.
Is everything okay? And she's like, mm-hmm. I was like, is your brother a spider right now? And she's like, no, he's a pig. I go, what do you want to do with a pig? She goes, nothing. He's just really cute.
Oh, okay.
So that became our thing. When her brother annoys her, he's a spider. And when he's cute, he's a pig.
That's such a cute thing.
That is so cute.
I don't know. Do you know Jill Spivak?
Yeah, so I do baby class with her.
Okay, so we did too. And we were both in the class with our seconds. And she had said to us, imagine your husband bringing home a cuter,
hotter,
younger version of you and being like, love her. She's living here now. Love her.
So she did the same thing, except she even like went beyond that. She's like, your husband brings a new wife home and he says, you know, this is Jessica, my new wife. And you're like, okay, this is weird. I don't want Jessica to live here.
Yeah.
But you kind of, you're like, I don't have a choice. Fine. She's here. She's like, but then like 6 months later, Jessica starts being really cute and starts talking and starts doing stuff. And you're like, wait. Jessica's starting to get really annoying. She's like, because in the beginning, they're blobs. They don't do anything. And they could kind of deal with Jessica being in the house. Yeah. But when they start being extra cute and getting everyone's attention, now you're like, Jessica needs to leave. And that's exactly what happened with Lila. It was that six-month mark where he started doing things that she's like, I want to kill him.
Yeah. Oh, let's take a quick break and then come back because I feel like I have so many more stories that I haven't shared about this journey that I really want to. So we'll be right back.
If you know me by now, you know how much I love taking pictures of my kids. I talk about it on the podcast all the time. I think making memories is such a beautiful thing. I want my children to look back in, 20 years and share with their children. Well, they're not going to have kids in 20 years, but you know what I mean. I want them to just look back and be able to see all the amazing memories that we've created together as a family. So enter this wonderful app called Family Album. I know there are a lot of places you guys can store your photos, but Family Album, I promise you, is the most incredible, easy app to use. So let me tell you a little bit about it. It is a family-focused photo sharing app that offers unlimited storage for photos and videos. And it organizes all these special memories with your loved ones into photo and video collages that you can save, share, and celebrate. So, like I said, my in-laws are in Philadelphia. I upload them to Family Album and boom, like they're seeing everything. It's just like they're at the birthday party or the Hanukkah celebration or whatever we're doing. I feel like once I share it with them, they feel like they've been a part of it. So it's perfect for the whole family to use. Yes, grandparents can use it too. Everyone can upload their own pictures and leave comments so you can let Family Album build the memories without even thinking about it. Plus, they create 1 second highlight video collages every 3 months. So there's always new videos to watch and look back on and remember. So Family Album is completely free to use with unlimited photo and video storage and, best part, ad-free. So do not wait. Download the free Family Album app right now on iPhone or Android, or check them out online at family-album.com. Let me know how you like it.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we're back. I can remember a specific moment where when Jack started waking up to the world and then like not sleeping, you know, when they go from like those, do you have those as like 2-3 weeks where they just, all they do is sleep and you're like, this isn't that bad. And then all of a sudden they just stop sleeping and you're like, oh yeah, I forgot how hard this is. I was going to sleep on the couch with the baby in his little Dock-a-Tot because the boys' rooms are like connected by a Jack and Jill bathroom and I didn't want him waking up Beau. And Cutter was, I was sitting on the couch with Jack and Cutter brought Beau to say goodnight to me and was carrying Beau to his room. And I heard Beau say to Cutter, is she just going to be out here all night with that baby?
Oh.
And Cutter just looked back at me and I just had tears rolling down. And when I put the baby to sleep for a minute, I went into Cutter's room. And to show you how
at that time
it was at the time. And I was like, I'm going to come up with a new system. So I always nurse the baby at like 4 a.m. and then I pump. And then he doesn't really wake up till 7. So I'm going to bring him in the Dakota here with you. And then I'm going to climb in bed with Bo. And so he wakes up and I'm there. And I'll tell him. And it was, seems like a great idea, right? But a week in, let me tell you, I was already sleep deprived, but I was just a mess.
Yeah.
And even Cutter looked at me and he's like, you can't do this to yourself. Like, you, it's gonna get easier, but like, you're trying to be everything for both of them. And I just, how do you do it? Like, what do you do?
So Jill, what helped me, she said, you'd be amazed how little goes such a long way. She said, all you really need, and obviously aim for more, but this is all you need. She said, twice a day, 20 minutes, no phone, no TV. You're on the floor with your older kid, mm-hmm. doing whatever they want. She's like, but not iPad, not to, she's like,
no, yeah.
play, you
blocks,
know, if she likes
yeah.
building something or Barbie, whatever she likes. 20 minutes, eye contact, you're there on the floor with her twice a day. And I was like, that sounds ridiculous, 20 minutes. Like, that's nothing. First of all, it's actually hard to find those 20
yes,
minutes.
Yes, okay. Yes.
That's really hard.
Even though it sounds like nothing.
Yeah.
But I made it a point to, like, Jill made me write it into my schedule. She's yeah. like, you're going to schedule it and you're going to do it. Like, or
so
a mommy
smart.
Daughter, like, you know, you run out and get coffee together and sit and have, like, croissants and talk. Whatever it is. It changed the dynamic with me and Lila.
Mm.
It was a game changer for us. And it's hard some days
yeah.
to find that time.
Yeah.
But when I do and make it a priority, she's a different kid.
Yeah. All they want is a little love and attention.
But like just that one-on-one
yeah.
on the floor eye contact.
Yes.
Like, and also, you know, the phones, it's
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, I
feel
terrible.
Like I'm on my phone way too much. And I actually did that whole app where like my phone shuts off
yeah.
from mm-hmm. 5 to 9. But that's helped a lot with
yeah.
the older with my older daughter.
That's great advice.
It is such.
What?
It is what?
I feel like you, Jenna. I feel like I don't know enough about like your. Did you just? Did you not have like the feeling torn with Milo and Daisy?
It was terrible with
it
Milo.
It was.
Yeah. It still kind of is. He's very jealous. Like from the second she was born, he was like, he didn't act out. He wasn't a terror, but every time I would pick up Daisy. He'd like, no, 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 pick up me. Like, everything was like, don't do it for Daisy, do it for me. It was, it's still, he has this, like, he gets jealous. I spend a lot of alone time with him,
mm-hmm.
actually. Like, I take him to special days when I can. Daisy's almost 2, so I'm not, like, breastfeeding anymore. The breastfeeding thing was very... very hard when I had to sit and breastfeed. And I remember Jill also saying, like, you know, have a little box, like, so he could play with while you're breastfeeding. So
mm-hmm.
It just was nothing crazy happened, I think. And his behavior didn't shift permanently. I think it was always, and it still is, an underlying, like, pay attention to me, you're paying too much attention to Daisy type of thing. And he gets really... he gets not sad, he gets so frustrated, and it's hard for him to get out of it in the moment.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, I think he likes constant interactions, Milo. Like, he wants things when he wants them. So I just think that's also his personality. So like, if I have to go get Daisy something first, he's like, no, the older person gets it first. He's like trying to make up these rules.
Mm.
I'm like, you know what, babe? Like, sometimes I do things for you first. Sometimes I do things for Daisy. But it's still kind of a constant
yeah.
underlying issue with him. They're just starting to play together, which has kind of been a game changer the last month or two.
I've had glimpses of it, and it's so magical. Like
yeah.
when Bo's doing something funny and Jack just laughs, like, in the bath. There was, like, a solid 5 minutes the other day where I got up from the floor and sat back and just watched them because I was like, because they're 4.5 years apart. I mean,
yeah.
it's a big...
Same.
Yeah, it's a
and
big
and
difference.
And mine are, around 2.5. 2 years, 3 months or something like that.
And I think I had the benefit because, like, when I was nursing and things, I knew he wasn't going to, like, get into serious danger if he was like, or he could put a movie and he
and
would
chill.
And that
was another thing. That was scary for me. I was like, where is Milo? Like, what is he doing? Is he at the door? Like, he's like a little, mischievous little dude.
They're more responsible when they're older.
Yeah.
But then the gap is bigger. So, you know, Bo is obviously into more mature. He doesn't want to sit in the floor. You know what I mean? But neither does Jack, I guess.
I mean, I think in the next few months, I think things are going to really start to be great. Daisy's obviously, like, she says words, but she's
finding
not,
herself,
you know,
too.
Yeah, and she's not speaking in sentences yet. But when she can communicate with Milo, I think it's going to be so game changing because Milo will be like, Daisy, let's do this. And Daisy will be like, okay, great idea. And like Milo will see that connection. All he wants is to have a friend to play with. So I think in the next few months it's going to get good.
Yeah.
I hope. I'll let you know. Who knows?
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we looked up some tips for this. And we can, I think, just comment ourselves if there's things that we've done or tried or maybe we could still try. Because we love to live in solutions. So we'll be right back and we'll go through this list for you guys.
You've probably heard of the American Heart Association. They are a relentless force dedicated to fighting heart disease and stroke with a mission to bring the world longer and healthier lives. Sounds good, right? So if you've been sitting this whole podcast, you should get up and get your heart pumping. Why? Well, because most millennial women have deprioritized their health and we're here to change that. So stand up, walk around the house, which I'm sure all you mamas do all day long. So this is like not an issue for you, but you know, you got to do it. You got to move, move, move. So go around your neighborhood for the next 30 minutes and get that heart pumping. So again, just stand up and sit down and stand up and you've done a couple squats. And if you've done that multiple times a week and hit the 2.5 hours of walking a week goal, you'd be benefiting your heart so much. So go ahead and check out some more facts on the American Heart Association's website by visiting heart.org and start making moves, mamas.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we're back. All right, so one of the first things I found that's good advice when you just have the baby, which I didn't do, but it's interesting to think about. So they said when the siblings come to the hospital, have the baby be in the crib or like the little cart thing and not your arms, and make a bigger deal about the big kid's arrival than the baby, which I thought was really interesting. I mean, I remember when I was holding Jack when he came in and immediately we set him up so he could hold him. But I could imagine that being kind of like a jarring thing to like walk in and see your mom holding a baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you've been hearing about it, but.
Yeah, I read that and I did that.
Oh, you did?
So she was really sick.
Lila was.
Was sick. So I was freaking out. I was like, do I even let her come? He's like a day old. And I called my doctor freaking out. And he was like, you know, there's a chance he'll get sick. Maybe. Probably not because you're nursing and the milk protects you, blah, blah, blah. But I think there'll be more harm to keep her away. And I was like, I had to sort of wait. I was like, you know what? I think he's right. I think she'll be heartbroken because she was so excited to come to the hospital and meet the baby.
Yeah.
So when she came, I did keep him in that thing, whatever it's called. And we made a very big deal about her. And then she sat on the bed with me and then we let her hold the baby. So, I mean, I think that's...
I think it's a smart thing. And another thing we did was we had a present there waiting for Bo from Jack. And I remember Bo saying like, how does he know I like Legos? How did he buy this? And I'm like, well, you know, he lived inside me, so he heard everything. And, you know, I could feel that this is what he wanted, so mommy ordered it for you.
So you're 4.5 years apart. You could kind of get away with it, but any older, they're going to be like, you're lying.
Yeah.
You're 100%. So
now,
full of it.
Now he catches me in all my lies. It's just been terrible. All right. Another one. Enlist help of a spouse or anyone to get extra sleep. It will make the emotional swings much harder without the sleep. And it's okay to give dad some one-on-one time with the big one. I was not good at because I kept feeling like I needed to be the everything that I always was to everybody. And I should have said to Cutter more, like, instead I would put the baby for a nap and be like, hang here. I'm going to take Bo to the movies.
I told Neil to just be with Milo because I was breastfeeding so much that I couldn't just be like, I'm leaving. Like, there was no bottle situation. Like, she was on my boob. Milo and Neil have always had a really special bond, so it was actually, you know, great for them to just, you know, have that time. And Milo fucking, like, loves being with Neil. But I couldn't, like, I didn't really want to delegate to anyone either because, like, I am a control freak and I, you know, I wanted to be there with the baby and I wanted to do things for the baby. Yes. So it's kind of hard for me to take a step back. I mean, I also had, I had a night nurse for, I think, a month. And, but I was, I never did the bottle thing. Like, I don't even know why I had her. I was up and I breastfed her. And then, I mean, she put her to sleep, the night nurse. But I'm just, like, looking back, I'm like, shit, should I have, like, just, like, pumped and given the bottle and done that? But I'm happy with whatever happened. But it is very hard for me to give other people direction with my, with the baby, with the newborn.
I don't know if anyone felt this. I'm sure many people feel that. I felt like a big divide happen because Peter took Lila. And they, it was amazing because their bond grew and it was beautiful what happened because they weren't best friends and all of a sudden they were best friends. So that was really nice to see. But at the same time, that my heart breaking because I was with the baby and he was with her. And I just felt like this big divide in the family for a while. And that was really hard for me.
I was grateful for it. Him, we were, Neil had a very special bond with Milo from day one. Equal bond that I shared with Milo. So I didn't feel like anything was different. I was just super stoked that they could, like, go and play.
No, I'm a crazy person. I want to be everybody's number one. And it was really, really hard for me. Okay, the next one is what you said. But this one just says, one time a day, devote to your older one. Even if just 30 minutes, just you guys, whether it's a special date, just getting on the floor and doing the things that they love. It was really helpful, too, until you get into a rhythm. Because as we know, babies fall into scheduling and things can be a little easier. But yes, devoting that time, it's everything. If you can, if a kid can feel when you have abandoned all of your other responsibilities and are giving them everything, and how sweet and innocent that that's all they need.
Yeah.
It fulfills them.
And put away that phone. I'm so guilty about it. I think that's the number one other responsibility. I feel like,
just leave it in another room because it calls you.
Yes. You know what? I'm about to fucking buy a lockbox for that shit.
You know what I want to do? I told my mom I want to buy a flip phone. I want to buy a flip phone and I only want to use my phone because I never use a computer. I use my phone as a computer.
Me too.
Only use it for work, but like...
Yeah,
and have the flip phone if I need to make a phone call.
Maybe we both need
my manager.
Apple Watch.
My manager still uses a flip phone. It's like so beyond. And the other day, I got a text from like a different number from him, and I'm like, "Is this a? Did you get an iPhone? Oh my god!" And he's like, "No, I'm in Toronto, and my flip phone doesn't work." But I got an Apple Watch where I could look to see if it was something important I needed to respond to or not. Because I would leave my phone at another end of the house.
Right.
And so if I saw if it was a phone call that was important, you know, I would go and get it. But other than that, my phone is very far
away
from me.
I need to do that because I'm not going to sit there texting on my Apple Watch.
No, you're not going to text on your
watch. So I was thinking yesterday, I was like, I'm, you know, addicted to my cell phone. I'll like put it down and like I'll be like, okay, I'm going to put it down. Then I go like this a second after and I'm like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
And
you're like, why did I pick it up? Why did I look at it to check the time? No.
And then it's actually like, I don't even realize. I mean, I actually like, I know this is silly and you're going to laugh, but like, I actually need like phone anonymous.
It's
really scaring me. And I'm noticing that like, I cannot be without my phone.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I know that these fucking texts can wait. Like no one gives a shit if I'm
texting. Set the limits on it. Set the screen time limit.
It's not going to help because I'm going to
change
it.
Ignore till tomorrow.
I need a plan in action. I need to like start doing like 10 minutes without it and then 15 and then 20 and then 30. I need to work myself up.
I will start a group with you.
Let's do it.
Support
group.
I mean, honestly.
Abandon your iPhone.
I was doing really good when I wrote on my windshield, like no texting and driving. And then the car washer like writes it off. But I go through phases where I'm like texting and driving and I'm like, okay, I can kill myself and my children.
Yeah.
And I still pick it up. Whatever.
We're going to help you.
I mean, help.
Help me. Another one, which I did, I feel like I'm sure you guys did. Yeah, I know you did. Wear the baby.
I still wear that baby.
Yeah. You're so lucky. I wish I could still wear him. Mine's waist. He's just a giant.
He's so huge.
He's literally the size of a 2.5-year-old.
And mine's a peanut. An actual peanut.
I have two peanuts.
He looks like you shrunk.
Below fifth percentile.
Really?
Like,
he's that tiny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
He'll grow one day.
Another one, which you guys, I'm a big advocate for it, is go easy on yourself with the extra screen time. It's okay. Like, Bo definitely watched a lot more movies and had a lot more iPad time, and especially in those first early few months, and I completely gave myself permission. I was not going to feel guilty about it, but
I feel so fucking guilty.
Ugh, no.
Even when Daisy watches Sesame Street, because I've started to like let her watch a little Sesame Street, because I don't want her to watch like Paw Patrol or anything like super I don't know. It's just like in me, and I just sit there and I'm like, am I a bad person? I know I'm not, but gets me.
Jack has apps on my phone.
I mean, I can't, like, I just, I don't know. I think it's not for me.
I think it's okay, though. They're growing up in a world of technology.
Yeah.
You just have a hard time with it.
A hard time. Until I have this, like, number in my head, like, 2. Like, when they're 2, like, I'll let Daisy watch more TV. I don't know.
I get it, but I'm telling you all, go easy on yourself. Yeah. this was a big note a friend told me, and it was very, very, very helpful. So if the baby is just fussy, right, like not screaming, crying, not in any necessary need for you to be there right away, say so that your older one is obviously hearing, hey, baby, you have to wait. Bo and I are doing this right now. And when we're done, I'll come to you, because then in the moment where you actually do need to go to the baby immediately, the older one might be a little bit more understanding, because they're not feeling like, oh, this baby just comes, everything it gets interrupted by the baby right away.
That's a big one.
I always do that.
Yeah.
I say things just so Milo can hear, even though I'm not talking to him.
Yes, yes.
I think we all do that.
Always. Yeah.
Well, Lila now is like, can you tell Jalen to stop doing that? He threw a stick at me. And I'm like, Jalen, you can't do that. Like, I try to discipline them
of course,
the same way.
Yeah. And they need to feel like you're on their side.
Yeah.
It's very important. I thought that was great advice, and I did it from day one. And I could see Bo like smile, like, oh, I'm still important, or I still,
I love that.
Another one is know that they could and most likely will be very different, and try not to compare them, meaning milestones, all different things, because
so they different. Are. Oh my God.
I couldn't compare them if I tried.
Me either.
There's nothing. They're so different.
Isn't that so cool, though?
It's so cool. I mean, like, they have a similar smile, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I love how different they are.
Me too.
Except there, I do find my times where I'm like, oh, God, I wish Bo was so easy.
Well, you know what Lila goes to me? She goes, Mommy, I was like an easier baby, right? And I was like, actually, you were an easier baby. Yeah. You were a dream.
Yeah.
And she loves it. She's like, I was a dream.
She'll be telling Jalen that for years to come.
Yeah. She'll be like, you were a hard baby. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love her. I feel like she's like a little cartoon character.
You have to watch her and her Instagram. God. Like her dance. She's a fairy. She's like a little fairy.
The dancing. God. So the last video I posted of her dancing, it was awful. I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to. She comes up to me. She's like, Mommy, do you remember that video you showed me of the little girl? There was this video going around of this little cute girl on the side of a street, like, dancing crazy, like Ellen DeGeneres posted.
Yeah.
She goes, you remember that video? I go, yeah. She's like, you know the video you just took of me? I go, yeah. She goes, can you make it that the whole world sees that?
Oh.
And I was like, huh? What? She goes, I want everyone to see that video. And I was like, I can't do that.
Oh,
and
she's like, she is a star.
But I was like, she's 5. She just turned 5. And I was like, what's this need for the whole world?
Sorry, I'm like stalking your Instagram right now. Oh my God.
That dance was special, though. I don't know where she gets her moves from.
From source. She's just an open vessel. She's just.
Ever since she was 1, she just moved differently.
She's so special. Another is accept it will be hard. Just accept it, especially when you have 2 under 2. I mean, I thought about you all the time, Jenna. I mean, just accept it and know that there's always a light and there's always going to be change. Trust yourself. I don't think we do that as moms enough. I think we doubt ourselves more than we trust ourselves. You're just in survival. Dates when the baby is older. I did day dates where Cutter and I took Bo an entire day to Disneyland and just left the baby, you know, with a sitter because
that's so weird that you just said that, Jamie.
Why?
Because about 1 second ago, because we have a babysitter coming tomorrow from like 5 to 12, just because like I was like, we need this. And in my head 2 seconds ago, I was like, what if I surprise Neil and go to Disneyland?
How cute.
How weird. And then you said that.
Oh, but you're talking about just with your husband. I was talking about with your older kid.
Oh, sorry.
But that's fun too.
That is great too.
That's fun too.
Yeah, I forgot we're talking about kids. Okay.
If you lose your shit on your older one, which we all have done too, apologize and breathe. You're human, as Jill Spivak says as well. It's important for them to see us unravel and then take deep breaths and apologize because that teaches them coping skills when they go through it. And just lastly, but most importantly, remember everything is a season. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always, and for good and for bad, you know what I mean? Like you have it all figured out and then a new thing happens or vice versa.
Yeah, I would always say this too shall pass. I was like, should I tattoo that on myself?
Definitely not. That. But I say that a lot.
I say that all the time.
I'm sure we all hear like you meet someone older and they go, oh, enjoy it. It goes so fast. Mm-hmm. It goes so fast. And honestly, lately I've been thinking a lot about it. So when Jalen was 4 weeks old, I got a call that my grandmother was passing. And so I had to fly with him. And she passed when he was 6 weeks old. Mm. And it was really strange to see, like, she was 95. She had an amazing life. But to see, like, end of life and then beginning of life. So I was nursing him, and I knew that it was going to happen really soon. So I sort of handed him over to the baby nurse, and she, an hour later, she took her last breath. And this whole year has been really hard for me just to, like, navigate those big feelings of, like, the life cycle and how fragile life is. But I really been thinking it does go fast, and like as hard as it is, and I am so sleep deprived because my son doesn't take a pacifier or a bottle or love you. Like I am his everything, but it will pass.
Yeah.
And like if you just, and I know it's so much easier to say than do, just like try to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And even when you're up at night and you're exhausted, know that a year from now, you're going to look back at this and you're going to miss them being this little, or you're gonna be like, wow, that this year went so fast.
And not even that, and I want you to say to yourself when you're saying this too shall pass, but I also want you to be like, and I'm fucking awesome,
right?
Like, look at all I'm doing. You don't have to be doing this. You could be forcing him to, and by the way, to each their own. If you feel like you need to stop, like, power to you, but like also be really proud of yourself of all that you're have been through and are accomplishing and the great humans that you're raising, because I don't think we do enough as moms is pat ourselves on the back and be like, good job, mama. Yeah.
Hardly ever.
That's why we need, except when you're out with two kids at lunch and you're like, I'm fucking in it.
You're like dripping sweat. You're like, I got this.
But it's good to have good mamas around.
It is.
Totally.
It is. It certainly is. All right. So with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll put Anne in the hot seat for some shitty mommy and then we'll wrap it up. So be right back.
Oh, hey, it's me, Brad Goreski, you know, author, TV personality, stylist to the stars. I'm so excited to bring you my new podcast, Brad Behavior, where each week I'll be getting, should I say, undressed in candid interviews with my celeb guests and friends. So why not get in on the fun and help us celebrate fashion, pop culture, and all of life's little random surprises? What are you waiting for? Subscribe now to Brad Behavior on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we are back with Shitty Mommy. We're going to first read a listener's from Facebook. Her name is Merle. Please, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I think that's the only way, right? Okay.
Shitty Mommy!
She says, Shitty Mommy, literally. We were at a funeral over the weekend and had to take our two-year-old. She was being super squirmy and wouldn't sit still. I kept shushing her and asking her to be quiet during the mass when I got super frustrated with her and then said firmly, Luna, sit, and held her down. Then she yells, Mommy, no sit down poop. So I told her, we will go change you in 5 minutes. And then she yells, ew. I look down and she has poop coming out of her diaper onto her dress and her leg.
Aw, she was telling that mama to change her.
Yeah, but come on.
Oh my God.
Poop later. That's seriously what I would say. Ugh, shitty, 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 shitty. What about you, Anna?
I feel like I have a lot of them.
We all do.
One that comes to mind right now is we were at we were in Malibu at the park, whatever, the Country Mart park, and I was putting her sweater on, and I wasn't paying attention because everyone was around, and there was a bunch of people outside, and I pinched her, and she was like, ow, and I was like, you're fine, and I did it more, and I pinched her more, and so she starts crying, and I'm like, you're fine, you're fine, you're okay, and she looks at me, and she goes, you're a bad mommy, and she's screaming, you're a bad, top of her lot, everyone at the park is looking at me, and I'm like, Sarah was with me. She's dying laughing. Peter's dying laughing. Everyone's dying laughing. And I was like, I didn't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And she's like,
you're like, I'm not a bad mom, guys.
But literally, I was like, no, she's kidding. She's like full on tantrum.
Oh my God.
Top of her lungs. You're a bad mommy. And I was like, okay, not my best moment.
Oh my God.
I find, Bo gets the most upset when I either ignore or like minimize pain or like don't let him get words out. But a lot of the time it's like, no, I know what you're going to say. No, no. And he's like, no, no. And we got in that fight the other night and finally he was like, you don't even know what I was going to say. I was like, what were you going to say? He's like, how much I love you.
Ah, what a little shit.
I was like, wow.
Speaking of pinching really quickly. So I accidentally pinched Milo and it like took off his skin, like just a little bit. And not a big deal. And so it hurt him. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, obviously, it was an accident. Yeah. Fast forward to a couple hours later, I was FaceTiming my mom, which we do every second. And she lives, like, down the block. FaceTiming her. And out of the blue, Milo goes, you want to see what I have on my leg right here? Look, Bubby. And she goes, what is that? He goes, your daughter pinched me. And my mom goes, did you tell him to say that? And I go, no. I was like, where the are you coming up with this shit,
Milo?
We
can't get away with anything.
Love it.
Nothing.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking about your journey from going to 1 to 2. I feel like it's a big deal. A lot of the mamas on our Facebook are like pregnant with their seconds and talking about this.
And
so
thirds,
I think it'll all be
thirds.
Really helpful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you
for coming.
Of course.
And so we will leave you with a mama said. This has been all over Instagram, so you probably all heard it or read it, but I think it's so funny. So remember, mama said, don't be so hard on yourself. The mom in E.T. had an alien living in her house for days and didn't even notice. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
We want to thank all our sponsors for this episode of Mama Said. They are
Family Album. Start making memories now. Download the free Family Album app in the App Store today.
Disney Plus. Sign up for Disney Plus now and start streaming all their great content today.
American Heart Association. Make moves at heart.org.
Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MAMASAD. And remember, all the info and links to these sponsors will be available in the show notes for this episode.